Conservation groups are pushing to keep federal protections for Bears Ear and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments in Utah. Boundaries of the two monuments were significantly reduced by President Donald Trump 5 years ago, but were restored by the Biden administration. Now, conservation groups have filed a motion to intervene in two lawsuits, one headed by the state of Utah and the other headed by a number of plaintiffs, including the Blue Ribbon Coalition, an off-road vehicle advocacy group that challenged federal protection of these lands. One suit targets the Antiquities Act, saying the monument areas are too large and essentially deprive the state of resources. Steve Block at the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance says groups like his are working alongside the Biden administration to ensure protection continues.
That's the really high level, is that it comes down to who gets to call the shots on these lands. And then I think there are some interests who want to see these landscapes exploited for short-term financial gain instead of long-term preservation.
Several tribal nations have also gotten involved. The Bears Ears National Monument was established by President Barack Obama. Grand Staircase Escalante was declared a national monument by President Bill Clinton in 1996. It's said to be home to many dinosaur fossils that can't be found anywhere else in the world. It's only been a couple of months since the lawsuits were filed, so Block says they're in the preliminary stages. He adds the lawyers representing the state want the U.S. Supreme Court to hear their case, where the court's conservative majority could possibly undo the Antiquities Act.
It's a real black eye on the state that they would seek to undo the monument, seek to open these areas again to the type of extractive uses like oil and gas, like coal, like hard rock mining, like off-road vehicle use.
Block says he's disappointed the state isn't embracing the opportunity to protect these areas and work with tribes to safeguard land that is so iconic to Utah. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.